10,091 Raymond Childs, northeast of Road 507, 1,425 feet west of Road 507. At variance from the minimum acreage to place a manufactured home. Gentlemen, to bring you up to date as fast as I can here, you approved some variances and the placement of a 24-footer on this lot, okay, back in September 2006. And you approved that. So in the meantime, what happened was this trailer burnt down. So now he's coming back with a regular wide 14, I guess it is, trailer, and wants to place it on less than 10 acres. Okay, he had a fire and that's 16 by 80. Is that what it is, 16?
Yes.
Okay.
Need to be sworn in, sir.
He asked him the question. Bud, why don't you give me your explanation after we get him sworn?
Sure.
Because
sure.
Sometimes you're prompting responses and we need to all be on the
okay,
for these
fine.
Things, okay? Name and address, sir.
Read by Raymond Chalmers.
Okay.
Okay, sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Take the podium, please.
So as I was saying, Mr. Chairman, that's what's happened here. That it's burnt down. They burn it down.
Mm-hmm.
It's burned down. He wants to put a 16, and the requirement is a variance to place on less than 10 acres.
Oh, okay.
And the property, well, good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
But the property, I went there, my great-grandfather owned the property from the 1800s. My grandmother right down to my mother. And then in 1998, I got a call to go that my mother, stroke patient, and my stepfather were both sick and ill. So I stopped what I was doing and I moved in and took care of them until 2002. When 2001, my stepfather died. 2002, I put my mother in a nursing home for respite care. And in the process, the place caught on fire, and then from there, it was just one thing after another. So, got the trailer there, I thought that everything was taken care of, and then I find out that I needed a variance, and this is why I'm here now. And Constable Don Hudson gave Mr. Ricketts, I think, a letter or something where when I applied for the variance that I didn't fill it in correctly.
Correct.
Mr. Ricketts here?
I'm here.
Yeah.
You're right here.
Oh, well, I can't see you, but.
He's to your left,
hey,
sir.
That's fine. You can hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The letter says February 22nd from the constable's office. Mr. Ricketts, the application you have on file for Raymond Childs is in need of additional information. The manufactured home doesn't meet the required setback side yard setbacks. I helped Mr. Childs fill out a Board of Adjustment application a year ago and not sure why he did not bring it into Planning and Zoning Office. I thought he was applying for an 8-foot variance from the required 24-foot width manufactured home in the rear yard district and a 10-foot side yard variance. You also need to know that this manufactured home was placed about 4 years ago after the old home caught fire. Dawn Hudson,
yes.
County Constable.
Yeah, so what happened, the reason I didn't file a variance before, after my mother went into the nursing home, my oldest brother, which is Wendell Johnson, living in Burlington, New Jersey, bought the property. That property was heir to my mother and my two uncles due to my mother having the stroke. And my brother approached them and he bought their share of the property, which is 3 acres. And then he got my mother to sign over her acreage, which caught fire. And then at the time, it was some things going on between him and I that he wanted me off the property. And we came to an agreement, and as it stands right now, I'm still there. That's why I didn't file the variance before, because I didn't know which way it was going to go, legally or otherwise.
Mr. Rickard, you say that the constable's letter says that it doesn't meet the side setback requirement as well?
That's what it says there.
Do we have a drawing that was submitted with the application?
No. We have nothing. They're just, you have it sitting there now, is that correct?
Yes, it's hooked into the existing
septic
and existing well.
Do you have anything in your files there we're showing you?
Nothing? No, I don't have anything in mine either.
It does look awful close to the west sideline.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Is that what Mrs. Hudson is referring to?
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
But was that a survey or anything, or a... something to look at?
Was there a permit to place this mobile?
I thought the gentleman that moved it there took care of all of that.
Never a permit.
Or Ms. Hudson informed me.
Mr. Childs.
Yeah. The only thing I have on this, we took a picture of the we're supposed to do, the burnt down.
Mm-hmm.
You have no, our files of the 312 show no permit for that.
The house
placed there.
The house burnt in 2002, is that correct?
Yes.
And when was this mobile placed?
2000, that was March. It was placed in 2002.
2002?
Yes. Okay. The existing trailer that was there was pulled out and that one was put in its place.
Mr. Charles, did you say that you reside here?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Even though your address is this the Mount Hermon Circle of Delmar? Is that the proper address for
yes,
this?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think that's Highway 506, I think. I'm not rural, 506 off of 76.
I believe it's 507, I believe.
507, yes, 507.
I'd like to see a drawing of how it's placed on the property.
I believe, Mr. Chairman, that was requested. That's what the constable's referring to.
She's requesting a drawing at that time.
Didn't come out to say it, but there's other issues, and I think that was part of the
okay.
Heads up.
Do you have a survey of the property, Mr. Childs?
I beg your pardon?
Do you have a survey of the property?
It's one on file, yes. I don't have it with me.
How current is the survey? Since you placed the mobile?
No, it's way before then.
Okay. Well, I'd like to see something that shows the property and the mobile as it exists, be that a survey or some sort of drawing to scale. Because besides the request that you've made of being able to place a mobile home on less than 10 acres,
yes,
according to the constable, it's sitting in the setback, which means it would require a variance as well. An additional variance, I guess I should say. It's supposed to be 15 feet from the side property line and apparently is not.
This may be an issue, Mr. Mills, where the property lines are not defined again and the constable has given us a heads up that's
mm-hmm.
true.
Well, you know, if this gentleman says he has a survey, then we should be able to determine where the property lines are from that.
Okay, any further questions?
And certainly if you had obtained the permit or whomever, I mean, ultimately it's your responsibility, but had you obtained a permit, it would have told you on the permit what the setback requirements were at that time. What year is the mobile?
96.
Okay. Hearing any further questions? Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd make a motion that we leave case number 10,091, the hearing open for the purpose of the applicant to submit to the office and subsequently to us a drawing, survey, something that gives us some sort of idea of what, you know, where this unit sits on the property. And only for that reason.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we leave case number 10,091 open for the purpose to allow the applicant to submit a survey or a drawing to the office and also the board members. And all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Charles, did you understand what was requested?
To get a survey of the...
Or drawing something to the...
Suitable drawing that would show us where this unit sits on the property.
Okay.
So that the people from the office can go out and determine and if there's a side variance needed as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, sure.
Okay, what do I do? Come into the office and then come back for another hearing? Or?
Well, the hearing is only left open for that purpose, so once you have the drawing, you can take it into the office. They'll go out and check to see where the unit sits, and then they'll bring that back to us, but there won't be any other testimony or hearing.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good evening.
Thanks, you too.
You too, sir.
Case number 10.